Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for April 1st, 2017. As we begin a new month, we also introduce our first ever guest to the DDP. Today and tomorrow, we are joined by Pastor Steve Tanton of Life in the Cross Ministries in Mariana, Florida. Some of you may remember Pastor Steve from several videos we have posted to our website, the first of which was titled Covenant Conversation, Parts 1, 2, and 3, and most recently, Two Pastors Talking, Parts 1 and 2. Our goal in having guests on the podcast is to have theological discussions with pastors and friends that we've encountered across the country in our journeys and in our life. And in many cases, our hope is to expose our audience to their various ministries so that if they are in your area, you can support them locally, or if they have a web presence, they could become a part, possibly, if led by the Spirit, a part of your daily diet as well. The hope is to have these men and women speak about what is most relevant on their heart and really what they are studying at the moment. Now, a lot of times we're going to be in total agreement, but there may be some things that are discussed of which we don't necessarily see eye to eye. Part of the experiment of this is to show our audience the importance of Christian dialogue while exploring topics and discussions which in the end may require more study and reflection. Now, as you listen, I hope you'll realize that sometimes we will have our guest right across the table from us, but most of the time that's not possible. But thanks to technology, we are allowed to have conversations and record those conversations through medium like Skype, which is exactly what we'll be using today. Therefore, the quality that is coming from the other side of the table with Pastor Steve is going to be a little bit lower than the quality coming from our side of the table, but I hope you'll understand. I think the quality comes through pretty well and sounds pretty good. Let's get to our conversation, and we began by asking Pastor Steve a question based upon where he and I have been going in our studies together and our conversations together over the course of the last several months, and it has to do with the fulfillment of who Christ is in regards to the Bible's version of the nation of Israel. Steve, you and I have had considerable conversations about a transition from an old covenant to a new covenant, but lately your focus has been primarily on Jesus as the fulfillment of God's promises to Israel. What has helped bring you to that conclusion?
Good question. You know, for me, it really started about a year and a half ago as I was reading Isaiah chapter 41 through 52. And I saw Isaiah the prophet, he was writing about two servants. As I was reading Isaiah 41 through 52, I saw the prophet, he's basically navigating from a servant who was disobedient and maybe failed in their mission. And he begins speaking about a servant that would be successful in a mission. And that's really for me where it started. And then as I begin to read things in the New Testament, like Galatians 3:16, Jesus Christ being the seed, I began to see writers starting to pinpoint Jesus as the fulfillment of everything in the Old Testament. Like you, I was raised thinking that maybe a particular people was the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy. I remember in church, the churches that I attended, every time prophecy was spoken, it said, they would say, if you want to know about prophecy, just watch Israel. If you want to know about the end times, just watch Israel. As I began reading the New Testament and then seeing prophecies in the Old and how the New Testament writers would apply those prophecies, I began to see that Jesus was, in fact, the Israel, the servant, the true servant of God. Jesus is the one who would bless the nations, not a particular nation in the Middle East, but a man named Jesus who would come and bestow the love of the Father upon the world. He would bring the nations to the Father.
Steve, what are some of the alternative viewpoints on how to view the nation of Israel according to the Bible?
You know, you have two ways to look at this, and I really want to just suggest this to the audience so they can kind of think, you know, a lot of folks haven't really knew how to ask these questions. You either can look at some future time period where the nation of Israel is restored to a Davidic political kingdom, and that entity will bless the nations. Or you can look at the idea that 2,000 years ago when Jesus came, the true Israel, he is the means, the avenue that the Father has chosen to bless the nations. You know, going back to your question, I think Isaiah 41 through 52 was big for me. Galatians 3:16. I began reading scriptures, you know, 2 Kings 8, 41 through 43. Deuteronomy 31, 9 through 13. I'm saying Israel had a mandate in the Old Testament to bring the knowledge of God to the world. We both know that God's heart was never the old covenant. We knew that the new covenant was going to come. But even saying that, Jesus walked in Matthew 21 and said, told the religious leaders, "You have made my Father's house a den of thieves." He's quoting Isaiah, I think it's Isaiah 56, 7. You know what's interesting about that, Paul, is that when you go back and look at Isaiah 56, 7, the prophet Isaiah says, "My Father's house will be a place for all nations." Jesus quotes that very verse. What is he doing? He's saying Israel was to expose the world to the goodness of God. I would suggest that they failed in that. I would suggest that through hypocrisy and other things, they failed.
So, Steve, what would your answer be to someone who might counter that even though Israel failed along those lines, ultimately in our future, they will succeed?
As you continue to read those chapters in Isaiah, Isaiah 49:3, the prophet who's talking about the servant, he straight up calls him Israel. The servant to come, in Isaiah 49:3, the prophet calls this servant Israel. Now we know in Isaiah 49, Paul grabs some of these verses and he's applying them in the New Testament age. You know, your question about the end time Israel being the fulfillment of that, not Jesus. I think the problem with that particular view for me is finding New Testament verses and New Testament narrative to support it. You got 2 Corinthians 1:20. All the promises of God are in Christ. You've got Paul equating Jesus to the seed that was promised to Abraham. In the book of Isaiah, you have a constant theme of a light. Well, Jesus comes along and says he is that light. You have in Psalm 80, the psalmist would write that God pulled Israel and he called him a vine and he planted them in the promised land. Several times in the Old Testament, Israel is called a vine. Jesus comes along in John 15, he says, and this is really important for people to see, Jesus didn't just say, "I'm the vine." He said, "I'm the true vine." Jesus very well could have said, "I'm the vine," but he knew what he was doing. He was grabbing Old Testament motifs, and he was straight up applying them and saying, the volume of the book is written concerning me, not national Israel.
We have been joined today by our friend Steve Tanton of Life in the Cross Ministries in Marianna, Florida. We will continue our conversation on tomorrow's podcast regarding Jesus as the fulfillment of the promises made to Israel in both the Old, and tomorrow's conversation will emphasize some of those promises as made through the writers of the New Testament. You don't want to miss it. Also, at the end of the podcast tomorrow, we'll tell you about Pastor Steve's church. Actually, let him do that, where you can find him both physically and on the internet. Hopefully, you'll join us again tomorrow as we continue this great conversation. Until then, grace to you. God bless.